Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. Galina Utsvolskaya, a Russian composer of great strength of expression, died this past December 22nd in St. Petersburg, Russia. She was 87. On this program, we'll hear three of her works: the Concerto for Piano, String Orchestra, and Timpani, the Trio for Violin, Clarinet, and Piano, and the symphonic poem Lights in the Steppe. Galina Ivanovna Utsvolskaya was born in St. Petersburg, then called Petrograd, on June 17, 1919, and she studied composition there when it was Leningrad from 1937 to 1947. Shostakovich was among her teachers, and he regarded her as a supremely talented composer. More about that later. In the 1940s and 50s, Utsvolskaya sometimes drew themes from Russian folk music and, like Shostakovich, had both a public style for concert works and film scores filled with the grand gestures that pleased the Soviet regime, and a more introspective, private style in which she expressed herself more directly. In the 1960s, though, she abandoned the public style entirely, and in the 1970s, she became drawn to religious symbolism and biblical texts, though she is said not to have been particularly religious. Her language is essentially tonal, if angular, yet there is also a fury in her music that finds expression in solid, dissonant chords that are usually sharply articulated and repeated several times to create a violently passionate effect. Elmer Schoenberger, a Dutch critic, called her the lady with the hammer. In 1995, Alex Ross wrote in the New York Times, "Miss Utsvolskaya is to be approached with caution. She may inspire admiration, or she may inspire frustration, even revulsion. Woe to the pleasure-seeking listener who spots certain religiose titles, Dona Nobis Pacem, Amen, Dies Irae, and expects mystic minimalists after the fashion of Henrik Gorecki or Arvo Pärt. This is religiosity with hard edges, penance for esoteric sin. Forms emerge from pitch blackness only when the eyes have become accustomed to the lack of light." Personally, she was purported to be rude, ascetic, and obstinate, and much of her music reflects these qualities. Stravinsky declared, after listening to her music, that he understood what the Iron Curtain actually meant. Now, these descriptions probably don't make you eager to experience her music, but I have picked pieces in which her aggressive qualities are offset by other sides of her expressivity. So let's hear some music. The Concerto for Piano, String Orchestra, and Timpani. Composed in 1946, this piano concerto was dedicated to Alexei Lubimov, who hears in it a work torn between the aggression born of despair and the prostration of silent prayer. He performs it here with Heinrich Schiff and the Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie Bremen.